You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In the Americas, a report by UNICEF says thousands of children from Central America are trying to reach the United States, with Mexico being used as their final transit zone. James Blears has this report from Mexico.
The UNICEF report says that in the first 6 months of this year, almost 26,000 unaccompanied children were detained at or around the U.S. border. Mexican authorities confirm they apprehended more than 16,000 of these migrant children and youngsters. 30,000 families of undocumented migrants were also discovered in this region. Most come from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, which are ravaged by extreme poverty and criminal gangs, which recruit by force and indoctrinate children as young as eight. Those children who refuse to obey are often murdered. These three countries have some of the worst homicide rates in the world. Non-governmental organizations estimate that as many as 20,000 Central American would-be migrants annually vanish in Mexico on their way to their so-called El Dorado. They're often abducted by drug cartels and criminal gangs, and then there's the option of their families paying a ransom, them joining the cartel, or death. For Vatican Radio, James Blitz reporting.